fresh from their grilling on the post-election special, the candidates are put under a different type of scrutiny.
URN compiled a crack team of media professionals to explore the lighter side of student politics.
For the last time, we get up close and personal with your future SU. But out of all of them, who will be first past the post?
You're listening to Spoil the Ballot on URN.
That's right, for the next half an hour, we'll be looking at the lighter side of the SU elections.
I'm Bessie.
And I'm James. This week, you may have heard us interview your presidential, education, welfare and activities candidates. But here's what happened when we sent our very own James Perkins to ask them the questions we should have asked.
Pirates break into Portland.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah, obviously, it's a very real possibility. Break into Portland and take the activities officer hostage.
Okay.
And threaten to make him walk the plank. What would you do?
To be honest, they might do a good job of running the SU, so I'd probably just ask
hire them.
hire them for the SU. Sorted.
Infiltrate the pirates. Clearly very good. They've managed to take over a building that's about 50 miles from the sea. They're not messing about. They're not there.
I'd probably see if we have an armory somewhere in Trent. I mean, we've got quite a lot of old buildings.
Is that on your manifesto?
It's not my manifesto, but it's something I'd be definitely keen to look into. Mm.
But what if they don't speak English? They only speak pirate.
I didn't.
Then you're.
Maybe like a flash mob of people just running in and saving our activities officer and handing out some chocolate.
So you're going to send in some unarmed students?
Yes.
The welfare officer wants to send in unarmed students to tackle some pirates?
No, I think
possibly
like,
wielding swords.
That's the danger aspect. We're not putting our students in danger now, are we?
I'd offer the pirates lots of gold.
Getting this gold from? This is where our student fees are going.
I'm sure the SU have budgets for these kind of things.
Yeah, obviously. The Pirate Emergency Fund, of course. Okay, so Santa has a new policy in which everyone on the naughty list is killed.
Oh my god.
And he comes into Portland with what is clearly a naughty list in his hand. He says to you, Jess, you're fine, you're a good girl. But where is Ang Harrod Smith?
Oh, right.
What would you do?
This is very sinister. I could probably hire him as well. Can I just hire everybody
you
in this
hire
scenario?
Him as, you can hire him as BME officer, no one's running.
Oh, I know. It's bad, isn't it?
Can you lie to
if
Santa?
If you lie to Santa, then you're on the naughty list. You get killed.
Oh, killed. Why, Santa?
If you were bitten by a radioactive animal, what animal would it be and what would your superpower be?
An ant. Radioactive ant. Because
I think Ant-Man's been done, mate.
Oh,
Pikachu has radioactive powers and he bites and I become Pikachu.
How would that help you in your presidential campaign?
Who doesn't love Pikachu?
That's true.
Exactly.
A whale or something like that? Because I've always liked swimming, so, you know, it'd be even easier than it is now. And superpower, I don't know, swimming really fast seems a bit, you know, boring, but
I think Aquaman's got that covered as well.
Oh, bloody hell, I need to think of an original now, don't I?
Bear attack. Bear attack. Bear attack. Bear attack. Bear attack. Ah!
Run up the trees, hide as high. Oh, I forgot. Bears can go up trees, can't they? Mm.
In Portland, anywhere specifically?
Oh,
just everywhere.
They're everywhere. There are bears everywhere.
Go to architecture, because it's further away than sort of most of the stuff down at this end, and then maybe break across into Woolerton Hall and get the deer to fight the bears.
So you'd make an alliance with the deer?
I would,
In a fight with bears?
Yes. Well, they've got antlers.
Fight and I will kill him.
Have you heard of bear spray?
No.
You haven't? Well, it's available. This is a real thing that exists. I think perhaps every corner, you know, fire extinguishers. I think we should have a bear spray in every corner.
Is that on your manifesto?
It's not, but maybe it should be.
Run for it and hope that whoever I'm with is a bit slower than me.
Bear attack. What would you do?
Probably die.
Now, you might not have heard the voice of Alina in that interview, and that's definitely not because she didn't turn up. But we thought we'd try and interview her anyway.
Alina, thanks for joining us. Now, you've listed three main aims on your manifesto. Is that really extensive enough? Now, you see, I'm not sure I agree with you there, Alina. And what do you have to say to those who say your plan for a society's app is unfeasible? Oh, now, come on, Alina. How do you expect people to believe you've got Steve Jobs on board? He's dead! Alina, I can tell you right now, he is dead. Don't you take that tone with me. Okay, I think we're getting off topic. Let's move on to your next point. You want to improve the society room booking system. How would you go about doing this? You leave my mother out of this! I cannot believe you've just said that live on radio. What do you have to say for yourself? Alina, your silence will only incriminate you further. No, Alina, don't take your anger out on me! Get back! Get back! No!
fantastic detail and insight there. Some really interesting answers from Alina.
I'm really not looking forward to the meeting with Ofcom we have to have.
No, that could be tricky.
URN1350.net. It's all about the in-play. It's all about the next president, the number of candidates, the manifesto word count, the full-time positions acquis, the first candidate to drop out. Hold on. The latest live odds are coming up right now.
Caitlin Jenner to win Women's Officer, 50-1.
URN1350.net. Offer up to zero in-play markets. URN1350.net. Bet in election. Nah.
Now we cross over to our Spoil the Ballot team, who recently had an off-the-record, on-the-record chat about the student leader elections.
Unfortunately for them, their chat about this year's candidates fell into our hands and we couldn't resist putting it out on air.
Right, hello and welcome to Pre-Election Pint. Well, let's talk about the presidential candidates, specifically Emma Connor to start with. She got voted as the worst branding of any presidential candidate on the tab of all places. Do we agree with that?
Yeah. She's got t-shirts though. They're quite good. They're like black with the green umbrella.
They all have t-shirts.
They do all have t-shirts.
They do all have t-shirts, but at least she has a t-shirt.
Well,
if she didn't have a t-shirt, it'd be pretty useless.
She tried.
Well, it's more than James Wilson, who's still going to be on the ballot paper, although he dropped out before the media day. He might.
Well, it's Ismail Snapchat filter, but nice try.
Mm. Have you seen he's got another one?
Yes, the ocean one.
He got one for ocean as
well. Yeah, but did you not see what Mary McCarthy did?
I did see that.
Sneakily edited it, didn't she, to make it Mary.
So Mary,
good idea.
Fair enough.
The Snapchat filters, it's an Ocean Fridays filter, but in the bottom left it says vote Ismail for president. Mary McCarthy takes full advantage by crossing out Ismail and writing and then taking a photo with Ismail, which was decent from her, to be fair, but
that's good.
So let's talk about activities now. You've brought up the fact that there's someone called Tom just running under the name Tom.
His name's actually Tom Burke, I think.
Tom Burke, Tom, and there's Burke. A reason why he's dropped his surname.
None of them have
it's
pictures.
Because it's an insult. His surname is an insult.
Wait, are you serious?
What are you talking? Yeah, Burke is an insult.
What, if you just
mean?
Call someone a Burke,
yeah,
oh,
you're a Burke. That's like an insult. It's Burke is old Cockney English word. Meaning
yeah, if you call, wow. Okay, we definitely can't
wow.
say that.
I can bleep it.
if you call someone a Burke, yeah, that's an insult.
E.g., shut up, you f***ing Burke. So
wow,
yeah, it's an insult. All right, let's move on to welfare. Welfare's probably one of the most tightly contested positions.
Hoskins has done well. Her purple cat thing is everywhere.
Hoskins
can't get away from that.
That's quite clever from her, because she's decided, much in the same way with Emma Connor, oh, I don't rhyme with anything.
No, but she likes cats. That's the reason.
That's a really strong
campaign.
Have
you not seen her Facebook page? It's like all over. She's got cats all over her.
I like cats,
her page.
So I'm going to run
she's
with
cats. She's got pictures with her cats. She's going for the sympathy with the cats.
Why well, sympathy? Why
she's got loads of pictures with cats. Have a look on her Facebook.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Yeah, education. So, who do we think realistically has had the strongest campaign so far? Well, David Garner was somewhat notorious before this.
He's quite fun. Like, he's quite funny. I think he could do well with speeches and stuff. Like, he could get his voice out there quite
you
well.
You fancy him as well, don't you, Sean?
That's probably the reason why as well.
Yeah.
Really?
He's quite good looking.
Really?
But honestly, if
he looks
honest,
like him.
No, he doesn't. If I'm honest.
Come on, mate. Let's not use that as an insult.
If I'm honest, a lot of people, the way they vote is on branding or whether they fancy them.
Up next, as part of our elections coverage, our Spoil the Ballot team have created some election-based comedy.
Host, the one and only James Perkins, will read out an answer, whilst the panel of Ben, Johnny, Shana and Nick give their thoughts on what they thought the question would be.
This definitely wasn't lifted from Mock the Week. Here is This Is the Answer, What Is the Question?
Our first round is called If This Is the Answer, What Is the Question? I'll be reading out an answer, and all our panellists have to do is tell me what the question is. Our first answer is, more than half of all SU candidates
are trying to escape responsibilities.
Are virgins looking to increase their chances?
Yeah, I put that down as well.
Yeah, the position of power, as we well know, James.
I can tell you that's not right. It's not the right answer.
Are only running to get their name in the tab.
Only one candidate as of this recording has got their name in the tab so far.
Who?
Ismail for the Snapchat filter.
He's everywhere.
Wasn't there a tab article that listed the candidates?
Yeah, but poor bloke, one of them got, because he had a common name with James Wilson. Some other James Wilson who goes to Nottingham's face was in the tab instead of his.
Really?
Yeah. And then he dropped out, probably out of shame.
Isn't that the name of a Man United striker as well?
It's also the name of House's sidekick in House. It's a common name.
You're not going to get elected with a common name.
Well, good luck, Ismail Saladin, then.
Have no career prospects.
That's more than half.
Does anyone know the actual answer?
Is it what percentage of women are running in the elections?
Yeah, that's right. More than half of all SU candidates this year are women. 37%. If that is the answer, what is the question?
Percentage of students who actively avoid Derby Road during campaigning.
I haven't seen any campaigning on Derby Road.
No, me neither.
Yeah, well, I deliberately avoid it.
Is this how much my iPhone battery falls when I stop to take a photograph?
Relevant to elections there.
You said you had some baggers lined up.
I know, this one. It's the percentage of a chicken Joe's that's in fact horse meat.
It's not that. It's not that. It's not.
Sure.
I can give you a hint. It's elections based.
What the SU candidates' final marks will be at the end of the year?
That's a soft fail. I'd take that.
What, 37?
A soft fail.
Is it the amount of effort actually required for the job?
What, so when a lot of them say they're going to give 110%, what they actually need to give is 37%?
Correct, yeah.
Does anyone know the actual answer?
Is it the likelihood that Johnny will ever be invited here again?
Yes, you're right! Does anyone know the actual answer?
Is it, what is the decrease in something?
You know what, you got it.
Yes, you're right. It's the decrease in number of candidates since 2015.
Is it the decrease in candidates since 2015?
You're right, Nick. Yes, that's absolutely correct. Yeah, 37% fewer candidates this year than last year. 8 days. If that is the answer, what is the question?
Amount of time wasted by lecture shout-outs by candidates.
It is so annoying, though.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I haven't been to a lecture since.
All I want to do started. Is learn. That's all I want to do.
I'm there at 9 o'clock, ready to learn, pen and paper out. I don't want to hear what someone else is saying about what's not going to happen.
Is that your take on the election? Someone else saying what's not going to happen.
Is it when all this election will be over?
Close, actually, close. Anyone know the actual answer?
No, James.
How long
the
campaign lasts for?
Correct, yeah. How long are the polls open for this year's SU elections?
I should 8 days. A point for that.
4,004.
The age of the postgraduate officer? Yeah.
Is it the amount of times this will be repeated on day?
Ah, number of false promises made to the voters?
Is it half a boob on a calculator?
Yes, you're right!
Number of false promises made to the candidates?
Can you just say that?
Well, I said voters. I'm milking it. All right.
Is this the year Busted were trying to get to before their time machine and count delays?
That was 3,000, wasn't it?
Yeah, did you listen to delays?
It was delayed. The one decent one he's come up with and you ruin it.
Is it the amount of my student loan that I'll actually pay back?
It's very precise.
What, 4,004?
It's like, 4,004, no more. Yeah, you'll be like to them. All right, okay. I can't pay it all back. But here's £4,000. They're like, oh, that's not enough. And you're like, go and rummage in your pockets and go, like, how about that? Will that do?
Is it how many votes Ang Harrod Smith received in last year's election?
It is how many votes Ang Harrod Smith received in last year's election.
Did we have... I had a few left, actually.
That's right, yeah. 4,004 is how many votes Ang Harrod Smith received in last year's election.
Is 4,004 when an error web page has a typo on it?
He's right.
Yes, you're right. It's not about Ang Harrod's votes.
I've got lots of right votes.
It's 404, it's not 4,004.
He said that had a spelling
mistake. That was a joke with the typo bit.
Are you listening to anything?
Sorry.
You're lower than Johnny at the minute.
Is it the amount of takes this recording's going to have?
Portland, Hallward and Crisis.
Is it where our current activities officer Rob Jennings has had sex in the past week?
How do you know?
No comment.
Are these all places I've been sick in and thrown out of?
What, even Hallward?
We've had other non-election ones.
Imagine if I just had, as the correct question to this... the places that Johnny Gardner, some guy from Yorin, has thrown up in the last week. Like, what? No, it's elections based. Johnny, did you know what this was?
Did you know that the programme was called Mock the Elections and
spoil the ballot?
No.
You didn't know that's what it was called?
Yeah, I knew that it was what it was called, but you know, I'm more here for the banter than the election.
Does anyone know the real answer? Or the real question?
Well, the places that you could use Ishmael's Snapchat filter.
That's correct, yeah. Where could you use Ismail Sadadeen's Snapchat filter on the first day of campaigning? If this is the answer, what is the question? M&M, Burger King and Apple.
Is it healthy foods in reverse order?
Yeah, it is.
Standard food to eat after a night out.
Where are you going after your night out that you can
the
get
Apple
an M&M?
M&M World.
No, you can get apples in McDonald's.
You can get apples.
There we go.
Yeah, you can.
But it is Burger King.
No, they're...
Oh.
So close.
If only she was called Yolanda McDonald's.
I don't think Johnny might know the real answer. He doesn't. Yeah, do you know?
Yeah, all things that candidates have copied or something.
No, I'm not even going to give
you that. Is it what candidates have used in their campaign?
Yeah, close enough. Yeah, it's what brands have been adopted by campaigners this year. And finally, if this is the answer, what is the question? £70.
The money Carney actually raised this year.
Is it how much tax Google paid last year? Is it the standard weekly price of a crappy house in Lenton?
Probably.
Yeah.
I reckon that's the average.
Be far away.
You can have half a point for that.
Yes.
You can't just be throwing this stuff around.
Yes, you can.
I can do whatever I want, Nick.
It's not SU election based.
It was relevant to students, though, at the very least, and not just relevant to Johnny f***ing Gardner. Anyone know the real answer?
Is it what is the budget limit for each election campaign?
Yeah, I'll give you a point for that. Yes, what is the supposed budget limit for each election campaign? Although, of course, every year people go over it and then just don't declare it and get away with it. Allegedly. Allegedly. And the winner of that round is Ben!
We have something very special as Ollie Samuels, a daytime presenter, attempted to convince the students in Portland that he was running for president.
Hi, I'm Ollie, and I'm running to be your next SU president. Actually, I'm not. But I went to Portland to try and convince the people of Nottingham to vote for probably the worst candidate there's ever been.
Hello, I'm running to be SU president, and my campaign is based on two words. Ban forum.
Yeah?
Yep, you're behind that idea.
Yeah. No!
You like forum?
Yeah!
How do you like forum?
I love forum!
So hall was a bit boring.
Okay.
Every 27 minutes... You have Cotton Eye Joe blaring from the speaker, and everyone has to stand up and line up.
This is good, I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. It's Maybe. A possibility.
Yeah.
It's quite an interesting idea.
Yeah. You get behind that?
Yeah?
Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yeah, cheers.
Thank you. Get rid of all fees. I've done.
What?
All fees, £0. You're getting free.
All right. It's good.
It's good.
Yeah. Sounds awesome.
I've got this idea where I want to replace all core textbooks with picture books. Just make learning that much easier.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if it works for nursery and reception and things like that, so surely it'll work at university.
No, I do a physics course, so pictures would be useless.
How are you supposed to learn languages with pictures?
Interpretive pictures. It's like interpretive dance, but for pictures. You look really confused.
Well, this is your sign?
Yeah, this is my sign. What's wrong with it?
Not exactly very... developed, is it? Anyway, sorry, I'm in a bit of a rush.
Could you not get a better sign?
What's wrong with the sign? Hey, I'm running for SU president. We're currently in Boots.
Yeah.
I see you've got a meal deal in your hand.
Yeah.
I've got a plan, if I'm SU president, that I'm going to get rid of all of this stuff. Like, who cares about hand and body lotions and makeup? Just replace everything with a giant meal deal. One wall full of sandwiches, one wall full of drinks, and one wall full of mini red velvet cakes, because they're clearly the superior snack choice.
I like that idea.
It's quite interesting.
Do you think... Yeah,
like, yeah, you could go for it, yeah.
Hello, I'm running for SU president. Do you want to be part of my campaign team?
Sorry, I'll pass on what else is.
Okay, that's one idea.
Okay.
The other one, a Malaysia campus hopper plane.
Okay.
Outside of Portland. You've got this right. Long road, haven't you?
Yeah.
Perfect for a takeoff.
A hopper plane?
A hopper plane.
Would many people actually use that?
1 hour, free to Malaysia. Go over, get some lunch, come back.
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds fab.
What?
No, no, it's cool, it's interesting, yeah.
There's something you'd vote for, something you get behind.
Yeah, I would, yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, I'm running for SU president. I've got a few ideas which I think would just change
everything.
Okay,
I'll vote for you.
You're going to vote for me?
Yeah.
Just like that. I haven't even told you my ideas.
That's fine. I don't mind.
I'm running for SU president.
I do, actually.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
You haven't nominated yourself, have you?
Yeah, I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
What's this for?
What do you mean? I'm running for president.
No, you're not. I don't believe you.
Actually, this actually says Ollie for freeze. I'm having a big pre-drink.
I like it, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well, there you have it. A tale of planes, Cotton Eye Joe, and the one person in Nottingham who actually likes Forum. But in all seriousness, now would be a good time to urge you all to vote in the SU elections. Not for me, or for one of your friends, but someone who you think would do a good job at Nottingham University.
Ollie Samuels there, both as an undercover president and as a, you know, an advocate for student democracy.
I feel myself getting all choked up at the end there with the music in the background and him pleading us to vote and make change. It was a beautiful moment, and we're going to completely ruin that with scenes we'd like to see.
Host James Perkins will read out unlikely scenes, and our panel has to jump in with their suggestions.
Our next round is scenes we'd like to see. The next category is unlikely campaign slogans.
Yeah, I'll do. I always wanted a gap year. I don't do Carney. Democracy doesn't work. One vote
doesn't really make that much difference.
It's better than getting rejected from 8 grad schemes.
I'll put the Nottingham back in Shottingham.
Things are pretty good as they are.
I couldn't think of any puns for my name, but vote for me anyway.
I promise lots, but deliver little.
Your vote means a better CV for me.
Make Nottingham great again.
I'd probably do alright too if I was on the back of the 34.
Things you wouldn't see on a candidate's manifesto.
Why am I qualified for the role? Well, I write for the tab, and not just anyone can do that.
I couldn't give a about the uni, but this is going to look great on my CV.
If you see me around campus, do not approach me.
I may be dyslexic, but doesn't mean you can't vote for me.
What do you need to know about me? Well, I have a really long family history of racism.
I plan to move the cheerleaders' training sessions to my office.
This job would be a great opportunity for me to steal a load of stationery.
Your next category is things you wouldn't hear during the elections campaign.
If you need anything, anything at all, I'll be under your bed.
I've always dreamed of being environment and social justice officer.
My campaign this year is based on not approaching anyone at all. No. Someone is doing that, isn't it?
Why is there no white middle-class representation this year?
Now, some of my rivals say that I have a few skeletons in my closet, but, I mean, where else am I going to keep them?
If you voted Conservative, you'll love my policies.
I like Mary McCarthy, and I like Jess Salisbury. But who's better? There's only one way to find out. Fight!
Things you wouldn't hear on elections night.
And the results are in. You're pregnant.
And the results are in. You're HIV positive.
Now, I know some of you have brought up my drug problems, but I assure you they are behind me. Unless I lose tonight, in which case, let's get on the chemicals. And in a dramatic late swing, despite recording 0 votes, your new SU president is Sepp Blatter.
Could the owner of a 1997 Orange 34 bus please move your vehicle? It's about to be towed.
And we appear to have a shrieker. Angharad, put some clothes on.
And your new women's officer is John Smith.
that's the joke.
And your new men's officer is... Reopen nomination for the fifth year in a row.
Lost phone ID and debit card, please help dying.
Where was that voice?
I'd like a vowel, please.
And your new SU president will be revealed after the break. Don't go away.
And the winner of that round and the winner of the series is Nick.
Well, that's all we have time for on Spoil the Ballot. Remember, you can listen back to the highlights of all our elections coverage. Just head to the website, urn1350.net, to check it out.
That's all from us for today. I've been James.
And I've been Bessie. Thanks for listening to Spoil the Ballot. We'll leave you with one final betting tip.
urn1350.net. It's all about the in-play. It's all about the next president. The number of candidates, the manifesto word count, the full-time positions acquis, the first candidate to drop out. Hold on, the latest live odds are coming up right now.
Reopen nominations to win BME officer at evens.
urn1350.net offer up to zero in-play markets. urn1350.net. Bet in election now.